Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me back on again. Yeah.
So usually we go straight into the Harps and Derry stuff, but before we talk League of Ireland this week, let's have a chat about the local scene here in the Donegal League. You were playing for Letterkenny Rovers last night, Keith, 3-0 winners in the end up, and now very much closing in on back-to-back Premier Division titles.
Yeah, look, nothing's done until it's done, you know, until the points are on the board and you're the trophies in your hand. But look, we put ourselves in a good position. It was a good result last weekend against Bonagee, a really, really difficult game. You know, we managed to get a point there, and then last night picking off 3 points up against Kildrome again, it wasn't, scoreline maybe flattered us a bit in terms of how the game went. But you know, look, it was a big 3 points that we needed to get, and we got them. And yeah, with 2 games remaining, it's very much in our hands, but, you know, still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, it's a long season, I know, and there are a lot of big moments. But I was on air with Kieran on Sunday when word came through that Shane McNamee had equalised late on against Bonagee, and it was just obvious at that moment that it was a massive goal in terms of the title picture. And when you look back at the season, those are the kind of clutch moments that will have helped you on your way to this title if you do get over the line.
Yeah, that was a huge goal from Shane, you know, that goal for me, the way that it came at that moment in the game, sorry, is what I'm trying to say, is it was huge. And the bearing that it has on the league as well is absolutely massive. You know, like it was almost like a 6-pointer in terms of, you know, yeah, the way that the title could have went and, you know, bearing on the result. There's been a few moments like that throughout the season for us. You know, I suppose with the squad we have, we're able to make changes. And, you know, when I think there was a late goal against Kilmacrenan this year, you know, that got us 3 points. There was a last-minute goal against Kildrome away, which got us 3 points, you know, and then that one at the weekend was another one. So, you know, in terms of the lads, you know, that's proper character as well. You know, like kind of that never say die attitude. It's a bit of a cliche, but, you know, when you're picking up wins late in games like that, you know, it does ring true there.
For sure. Another big game this coming Sunday, a break from the league. It's Coghill Celtic in the FAI Junior Cup. Fair to say, Keith, this is the two best junior teams in the county colliding at Lakeview on Sunday.
Possibly, yeah. That'd be a fair enough statement over the last couple of years especially. You know, like they've won their league very comfortably, I think maybe a month ago or more. You know, went undefeated and, you know, managed to get their league title wrapped up so they can, you know, focus on some of the other cups that they have available to them. In terms of ourselves, yeah, it's going to be a massive ask to go down there and like how good they are at home and, you know, the good crowd down there as well. And, you know, it's the FAI Junior Cup, you know, a cup that they've been successful in the past, and, you know, they'll be looking to maintain that. So a big ask maybe for us again to go. I haven't played Sunday, then play Wednesday, and then play Sunday again. So, you know, that will really test the squad and stretch the squad. So, yeah, it'll be a tough battle. It'll be an interesting encounter, and, you know, it'll definitely be one for people to get down and watch.
And we touched on Kildrome earlier. They've got a massive game as well in the Ulster Cup final against Carron on Sunday afternoon. What way do you see that one playing out? Both of those teams will be very hungry to get the silverware.
Yeah, like we managed to pip Kildrome last year in the final. You know, there wasn't much in it. We managed to just get on the right side of a 1-0 scoreline. So, you know, Kildrome maybe fancying themselves maybe as cup specialists in a way, getting to the final again this year. Carron, we actually played Carron ourselves a couple of weeks ago in the FAI Junior down there, you know, under tough enough conditions with blustery. Blustery Friday afternoon, and it was we managed to get through that tie. But you know, they're a young side, you know, they're energetic, they'll chase, they'll harry, they'll put Kildrome under pressure. But I just think with Kildrome's style of play, but be careful here, the way that they can influence the game, you know, is going to be massive, and then the experience that they have, and you know, I suppose getting so far last year as well, you know, they'll be wanting to maybe go one better. And I feel just that experience that they have, you know, although they are carrying a couple of knocks going into the game as well. You know, a few lads maybe went off last night and a few lads didn't start. So, look, that all depends. That will have a bearing on the game also. But I just think, like I said, with the experience that they have, they should definitely edge it this year.
Big weekend ahead in local soccer. Maybe let's move on to League of Ireland matters. Keith, Finn Harps and Derry, both away from home tomorrow night in the SSE or Trusty League. Finn Harps are away to UCD in the First Division and Derry away to Shelburne. Let's start with Harps. Probably coming into this game off the back of, you know, a low point in the season so far, going down 2-0 to Cove last week at Finn Park. A disappointing enough result considering the two good performances against Cork and Bray the week previous.
Yeah, you know, I suppose just, you know, when we talk about conditions and, you know, and football and how it can have a massive effect, like last week's game, for anyone who was able to go to it or watch it on TV, it was horrible conditions, you know, for both sides. It was terrible, you know, trying to, I suppose, just move the ball on that surface or even in the air was difficult. So yeah, it wasn't one for, you know, the purist anyway, that's for sure. I think just the manner of the defeat maybe as well, the manner of the goals they'll be disappointed with. And as you said there, Mark, you know, coming off two decent performances before that. UCD was probably one of Harp's best performances and one of the two games that they picked up 3 points in already this season in the home tie. So, yeah, look, they'll be going there knowing that they can put on a performance against UCD. UCD have probably been one of the sides that have impressed me more this season, just the way they move the ball. You know, they've got so many powerful runners all over the park. You know, Kieran Behan up top, he's got 5 goals. Sorry, he plays in the 10. Has 5 goals already this season, you know, and 10 games is a decent return for him. So, yeah, they'll be good. They're decent up there. You know, they don't give much away. And like I said, they have quality in a lot of areas, and it'll definitely be a big ask for Harps to go there and pick up 3 points for sure.
Yeah, since that game at Finn Park, UCD, Willie O'Connor's side, actually, Bon Cranaman, his side have, you know, really cemented themselves as being one of the best teams in the league. They sit third now, just behind Wexford. They're in good shape, and as always, O'Connor has put a really well-organised team together. What will it take for Harps to get back into the win column tomorrow night? What kind of performance are you expecting?
Yeah, look, it's going to be difficult there. I think they're going to go there and expect UCD to have, you know, most of the ball. I guess, look, it's down to your big players again. You know, it's down to, you know, the likes of your Conor Turris, you know, who's Harps' leading goal scorer with 3 goals this season. You know, it's coming from centre half. You know, Tony McNamee. You're looking at young Cullen, young McAtee. You're looking for them to step up again and, you know, try and put on a, you know, kind of match winning performances. You know, for two young lads, like we're looking at the Harps side, and you know. I suppose in terms, if you look at League of Ireland experience, yes, you have Turris, yes, you have McNamee. You know, other than that, you're looking at the two young lads. You know, you look at, you know, Oran Brogan, you're looking at Bradley Walsh. You know, yes, they're experienced in terms of football maybe, but not in terms of the league. And then obviously the new lads that have come in, you know, Timmy Ajibola has got a couple of goals. But other than that, you know, you haven't much experience. So these lads are having to learn quick, and it can be a big ask. And you know, there's a lot of things at stake. You know, Harps haven't got a big squad, and you know, they are kind of having to learn on the job. But I suppose you're coming to the stage of the season now where you're starting to sort of have that gap between the, you know, kind of the bottom half of the table and the top half and the playoffs up. So this is one where Harps need to get something out of. They don't want to be getting caught adrift into that bottom half, and they do want to stay in touch with the top five.
Definitely. We'll have updates from that game in Dublin tomorrow night with Dara Walsh from the quarter to eight kickoff. Elsewhere tomorrow, Keith, the top two meet Cork City against Wexford. Do Wexford have what it takes to hand Cork their first defeat of the season in tomorrow night's game, Keith?
Difficult to say. You know, Cork, it just seems to be Cork. Nearly already have one hand on it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of the rest to make up the numbers are just fighting for second. So, yeah, look, they've made a great start. We know the quad they have, you know. I think it's just going to be Cork all the way for me. And yeah, like I said, the rest of the lads are playing for second, I'm afraid.
That's it. In the other First Division games tomorrow night, the bottom two meet as Kerry play Treaty. Cove Ramblers are at home to Longford, and Bray Wanderers go to the Midlands to face Athlone Town. So let's move on to the Premier Division. Derry City sitting seventh after 11 games, just 2 wins in there, winless in their last 7, draws with Sligo and Dundalk in their last 2 games. Are Derry showing any signs of progress ahead of tomorrow night's game in Shelburne?
Well, I can't see it, Mark, to be honest. I read an interview there from Eddie Beats, the young keeper, coming to deputise for Brett Maher, obviously got injured there in the season, broke his wrist, and, you know, he thinks that, you know, he thinks that things are coming together. I'm not so sure. I don't see it. You know, it feels like, you know, the fans have kind of maybe lost a bit of hope. Have the players, are they actually playing for Tiernan Lynch? It doesn't look like it. You know, you could say that they were maybe unlucky not to pick up 3 points last week away to Dundalk in a 2-1 position. But, you know, looking at the game, with when your keeper's the man of the match, you know, it just shows you that, you know, it was maybe only a matter of time before Dundalk, you know, got their equaliser. It just doesn't seem to be working. There seems to be a sense of desperation coming from Lynch, you know, when he's referencing, you know, that there's no easy games in the league, and, you know, Sligo went and beat Bowes and stuff like that. It's just kind of, there's a lot, seems like he's deflecting, and he's just not really got, you know, the right balance there. You know, he's talking about injuries, and, you know, sometimes when you have, you know, an embarrassment of riches, you don't really know where to put them all in, and you're buying experienced players here, there, and everywhere. And this idea that, you know, it takes time for them to gel, well, you know, I think that can really go so far as well.
He says there are no easy games, but if you look at the next three, Shells tomorrow night, home to Shamrock Rovers for that first game at Celtic Park next week, who knows how that'll go, and then away to Bohemians. So how does Lynch, how does he turn around their recent form? What does he have to do to come through those games in a better position than they currently are in?
He might need a prayer, to be honest, Mark. I honestly don't see any way out of this for him. You always want a good start. That didn't really happen for him. Then you're kind of hoping that, okay, you get a bit of time to give everybody that experience that we talked about in that time to gel. That hasn't materialized. I think, you know, from the outside looking in, I think it's a case of, you know, if there was anyone else maybe available to come in and take the job with the experience and with the success, then that might be done sooner rather than later. But until now, that person doesn't really seem to be there, you know, or within the grasp of the board. So it's just, look, you're looking to the team, all right. You're lucky you have Michael Duffy in there, who's got 5 goals. Is everything resting on his shoulders? You know, you have James McLean, who's, you know, got all the experience. He comes in, gets himself sent off. So, you know, it doesn't really seem that there's much, you know, that there could be a little unrest in there. It's hard to know from the outside looking in, but the facts are the facts. You know, they're 7 games without a win, like you said. It's a poor return. You know, 11 points after 11 games, it just doesn't look good so far, you know. And then, like you mentioned, those fixtures coming up. Now they're moving up to Celtic Park as well. McLean was complaining about the surfaces and the League of Ireland. Now he's going to play on a Gaelic pitch, essentially. I'm sure it'll be well looked after, but look, it just seems like it's a lot of uphill struggle for Derry so far. And again, like I maybe mentioned the last time I was on, there's a lot more questions than there are answers.
Finally, Keith, 3 other games in the Premier Division tomorrow. Bowes go to Shamrock Rovers. We'll start with that one. Maybe Bohemians started really well, but I think if you were to look at form, it's kind of hard to look past the champions in this game, is it?
Maybe so, yeah. But then they always seem to have, Bowes always seem to have their number. You know, going into this game, you know, Bowes haven't won for a few weeks now, and, you know, a lot of draws in there, and obviously the unexpected maybe defeat at home to Sligo last week. And then Shamrock Rovers are just doing what Shamrock Rovers do and just are turning over nicely and maybe not blowing teams away, but just look, they know how to win games. They have an experienced squad that they just add to piece by piece and get the right characters in. And that's kind of something maybe that I was touching on before with the Derry idea that, you know, they just seem to add one or two each season and just, you know, kind of build on what they have. And they seem to get the right characters in, and they seem to get, you know, they always have that youth as well that they're able to push through. So, yeah, look, you know, if they have ideas, Bowes would need to sort of kick on from their good start. Defensively, they've been excellent, haven't scored a lot of goals, maybe apart from that one down that evening down in Sligo. But yeah, look, I expect Rovers to win this one, and you know, again, just kind of push on, and, you know, in search of another title.
And elsewhere, Drogheda United, your old club, at home to St Pat's, and a good game at Oriel Park. Galway go to Oriel Park for a tricky game against Dundalk. That's 5th against 4th. That could be a really good game this weekend.
Yeah, look, you know, it surprised me the way they've set out Chris Twydorch for them as, you know, experienced League of Ireland player, been at Derry, been at Bowes, and finds himself now at Galway, hit the ground running, 5 goals so far. You know, they've been excellent, and, you know, have stuck to their task really well, picked up good victories. A great victory for them away at Drogheda last time out, 2-0 down, come back to win 3-2. So, there's a lot of bite in that squad as well. And, they've definitely shown the league that they're not going to be hopefully involved in a relegation scrap this year, and they're going to try and push up the table and hopefully get into them European spots.
Christoph, Keith, interesting week ahead. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us on The Score this evening. We'll be chatting again soon, all right?
Cheers, Mark. Good man. Thank you.